Hello, I'm Nikki Patrick, and welcome to It's Somewhere in the Bottom of My Handbag. Today, my expert guest will give you three top tips that you can put into use straight away, or you can store them away in your handbag until you or a friend needs them. How's your mojo? Not a question I'm sure you often get asked. Sometimes it can take a huge hit depending on what's going on in your life. Maybe your mojo would like a bit of a boost, or perhaps your life is not heading in the direction you would like it to. Or can your mojo be a bit hit and miss? Did you know you can help yourself to find your mojo and keep it? This is one of my most favourite, fascinating topics. I'm so pleased we've got Jo Britton on today. Now, Jo is from her company Pace Development, and Jo is a personal performance coach and also the first neurosculpting facilitator in the UK. Well, that's an accolade, Jo.
Thank you. It is quite, isn't it?
So how did you get into neurosculpting?
Well, actually, I've got quite a story, but I'll be really, really brief. During the pandemic, my business took a tumble and I went into a spiral of anxiety and I lost all my confidence and self-doubt really kicked in. And I just thought, how am I going to get my mojo back, because I'd really lost it. And so what I did was research a lot of neuroscience and the way that our brain works to help us navigate daily life more productively and healthily with less stress, overwhelm and anxiety. And so in doing that, discovered an amazing practice called neurosculpting, which helps you harness your brain's natural neuroplasticity to release patterns of stress and anxiety, and also to create those I am beliefs and stories that just help us navigate the world in a much more mojo-fueling way.
I love this. So we are today talking about your three top tips to find your mojo and keep it, because we don't want to let go of that mojo. We need it, don't we?
We all need our mojo to fuel us forward. And I talk about our mojo being our motivation and energy and enthusiasm. And it's our ability to bounce back from setbacks and really just to achieve all the things in life that we're truly capable of achieving.
Well, I'm really looking forward to your top tips. So what's your first one?
So when we're in a state of anxiety or stress and our mojo is drained, then we need to tap into the neuroplasticity of our brain. In order to do that, we need to kind of calm ourselves. And I have a little character in my brain called Frankenstein. Now, Frankenstein lives in my ancient brain. So you might know this is the fight or flight center of the brain. And when Frankenstein is in action, he can actually be a really life-saving gift. So in situations where we are fearful for our life, so say there's a car hurtling towards us and we need to mobilize and get out of the way, then Frankenstein does a brilliant job because he shoots all this neurochemistry around the body that is like our mobilization and go juice to get out of the way. But the trouble with Frankenstein is he's not always the brightest person, and he treats any perception of threat in the same way. And those perceptions of threat can also be some of the thoughts that we have that don't really serve us well. So in order to start navigating more healthily and productively, tip number one is to calm Frankenstein. So how do we do that? It's really quite simple. It's through taking a few deep rhythmic breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth as if you're blowing through a straw, and lengthen the breath on the exhale to prod the parasympathetic division of the nervous system, which influences our body's ability to relax and to calm down. And as you breathe, say in your head or out loud, I breathe in calmness and I breathe out worry.
I love that. Thank you. And what's your second one?
So my second tip is about motivation, because that is the M in my mojo method. M stands for motivation. And so how do you find and sustain your motivation? So firstly, what is motivation? It's a neurological process that begins the minute you wake up in the morning and your brain surveys the environment and decides whether to move away from threat or towards reward. So that's what motivation is. And there are loads of myths about motivation. So lots of people think you have to feel or be motivated to start with. But the reverse of this is also true. So maybe you're not feeling motivated because the size of the task just feels so big and a bit scary. And that's me sometimes. So here's what I do to find my motivation. I break down the size of the task into the most ridiculously small steps, and I take one tiny action step. So if your brain is like mine and it says, Joe, I just really don't feel like it, I talk back to it and say, Joe, I know you don't feel like it, but just do a little bit and then a little bit more. And by taking a bit of action, you've given your brain a shot of dopamine, the reward chemical, and that feels good. So take tiny action steps to help you build motivation, momentum. And then you keep those rewards coming in your brain and you feel much better.
I know. Just having those doable chunks is just such a relief, isn't it?
It is, because we can feel really overwhelmed at times and stressed by thinking about something that just feels so big and scary. So anytime I feel like that, it's just break it down and take one little action step.
And what's your third one?
And tip number three is another character that I have in my brain, and you might have her too as well. And she's called Nina Nitpicker. And so tip number three is knock Nina Nitpicker on the head. So you know Nina. She is that person in your head that never has anything nice to say about you. So she kind of works with Frankenstein, I think. And she's a bit like the bully in the school playground. And she says stuff like, well, what happens if you do this and you fail and you feel embarrassed or humiliated or judged or ashamed? And you listen to her, so you procrastinate and therefore you don't take action and you feel fearful and miserable, and she is so mojo draining. So my tip is to be aware when Nina is in action and talk back to her and reframe her. So for me, this is what I do. I say to my Nina Nitpicker, thank you, Nina, for keeping me safe. And now I choose to do this instead, because what if I do this and I succeed and everything's totally awesome? So tip number three is learn how to be aware of Nina Nitpicker when she's getting in the way and to reframe and talk back to her.
Thank you so much. They are really lovely and they're nice and easy to remember, aren't they?
I like to think so. I always like to give these characters that get in my way in my brain a little name, because that really, really helps. And to actually just recognise that they're there, because that's a big first step. And therefore, you can do something about them.
So tip one, calm your Frankenstein. Use your breathing. So you're breathing in calm and you're breathing out stress.
That's right.
Number two, your motivation. If you're not feeling motivated, you can find it. So if there's something that's really daunting when you wake up in the morning, break down the size of your task. And number three, knock Nina Nitpicker on the head. I'm imagining a big wooden mallet at the moment.
I love that. I do too.
But like, you know, those things at the fairground where the heads pop up. You can just smack Nina on the head.
Amazing. Yeah, I love it.
Thank you so much, Jo. They are brilliant and very, very useful tips for us all to use. How can we find you?
I tend to hang out on Instagram, actually. And so I am at joebritton.mojo on Instagram. So come and give me a follow and feel free to connect with me there.
And have you got your own podcast as well, Jo?
I do. I have a podcast and it's called Mojo Matters, and it features incredible guests who have overcome life challenges and share their inspiration, motivation and tips.
Thank you so much, Jo. It's been really lovely to chat to you today. And my head is now full of cartoons, so I shall think of you now every time they pop up into my head.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.